With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. One of the best-selling books of all times is the Better Homes and Gardens Cookbook, published since 1930 by the Meredith Corporation in Des Moines. It has sold more than 25 million copies. A revised edition, the 10th, has just been published, and it bears the familiar red plaid cover. The cookbook senior writer Linda Henry says the plaid cover was adopted in 1941 after a food editor spotted a bolt of red gingham fabric in a department store.
She liked it. She bought the bolt of fabric, took it back, and literally wrapped it around a cookbook and said, "This looks great." And that's how the red plaid was born.
Since the beginning, the Better Homes and Gardens cookbook has come in a ring binder.
That five-ring binder is patented by Meredith Corporation. It's a very special, we call it, it's a turtleback binder. You know, I don't know what that exactly means, but it is patented by us to lay absolutely flat.
Linda Henry says the recipes in the new edition are a lot more streamlined than those in the 1930s.
For example, the pumpkin pie, I know we've looked at recently just to compare. And, you know, you actually started out by having to stew your pumpkin, you know, cook the pumpkin down. In a chili recipe we were looking at, you had to grind your own beef.
The recipes are a lot more health conscious than those in the original cookbook. Less salt, less sugar, less fat. Henry says the old recipes called for lots of cooking in oil.
We weren't as aware of the bad aspects of fat and everything, and I don't think anybody thought anything about it back then. It was very commonplace.
Linda Henry of the Better Homes and Gardens Cookbook, a basic comprehensive cookbook for nearly 60 years. Now out in a new edition. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Better Homes and Gardens cookbook is almost as much a part of the kitchen as the stove. It's out in a new edition, and senior writer Linda Henry says the recipes reflect America's taste for new foods.
Fajitas. You know, that's very big in the Mexican restaurants these days. And so we included a recipe for that because people are eating out a lot, and they like to go home then and duplicate those recipes when they get home. Chimichangas. Blackened redfish, you know, is very popular now.
And there are more fish recipes than ever.
You know, even in Des Moines, Iowa, anytime I want to, I can go buy fresh salmon steaks or halibut steaks, swordfish, shrimp. I can get it all.
The book designates recipes as fast or easy for the busy cook of the 90s.
We really looked at the recipes as we revised this edition to see what types of things we could do along those lines to speed things up.
Henry says all the recipes have been tested and carefully checked.
Not just one person reads these recipes after they're written. They are read by numerous people, probably, seven or eight people altogether.
There are plenty of specialized cookbooks around, but Linda Henry says there's always a need for a basic comprehensive cookbook.
There are lots of people who do have hundreds of these specialty cookbooks, but you still need to know how to stuff a turkey or make pan gravy, make brownies, you know, the very basics.
The Better Homes and Gardens Cookbook, since 1930, a kitchen classic, now in its 10th edition. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.